gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday morning means one thing. Claire, the garden editor, is online, and today it's talking about March Madness. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. How are you and our lovely listeners?
I'm all right. And yourself? You had a good break?
I'm very well. I'm very well indeed. The sun's
good.
Shining. It's nice weather here. It's got that feeling. We're now actually meteorologically into spring.
I know.
So it's an exciting time of year. The days are getting that bit longer and there's nice sunshine and things like that.
Yeah. We did have good weather, didn't we, over the weekend? Sunshine, sun was out. I even sat in the garden for a little while until the sun went behind the tree. Then it was a bit cold.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it, this time of year? So listen, I thought what we would do today is talk a bit about March Madness. And what I mean by that is that, you know, when you go outside in the garden for the first time in the year, which you might be doing in March, what to do to kind of be a bit overwhelmed, but also kind of a bit to help you get ahead. So because there'll be loads of people saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to do the other. So I thought, let's break it down and make it really helpful for our listeners as to what to do.
All right. But before you start that, today is pancake day. So are you a sweet or savoury girly?
I used to be really sweet, and now I'm quite savoury. Can I have one of each?
Well, do you know what? Of course you can. It's pancake day. Of course you can. You can have one of each.
Yeah.
So if you have it, you have sweet one, what's your sweet one then?
Oh, salted caramel and vanilla ice cream, please.
Okay, savoury.
Spinach, blue cheese, on spelt bread, spelt flour.
All right. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. There's Claire's. There's the garden editor. Claire's a garden editor pancake for this year. That's good. So if I was to go for a sweet one, I think I'd say I'm not really keen on the boring sugar and lemon one. Do you know what I mean? That's a bit naff.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather go for maybe some strawberry, something like that. That might be quite nice with a little little dollop of cream on it.
Oh, very nice. You're bringing summer vibes there already.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
right. Yeah. Okay, back to March Madness then. Come on in.
Okay, so here we are. So first thing is the days are warming, but the temperatures are still low overnight. So although it's really tempting to go out there and try and do everything, just there's a few things to do now and a few things which I'm still saying hold off on.
Right.
So first thing to do is get on top of any weeds you can see emerging. And weeds are a plant you don't want in a place you don't want it. So whether that's dandelions, ground elder, bindweed, whatever you want, they are normally the first shoots to poke their heads up. They get a head start on everything else. So doing a bit of digging out and stuff now while the ground's nice and easy to work will save you work later on. It's a bit like, you know, if you're painting a room, that really boring bit of scrubbing down the walls before you get out
that's
the paint.
Yeah, sugar soap it first. That's right.
Exactly. So sugar soap your borders by digging out the weeds.
All right.
And make nice neat edges. So if you're like me and your grass keeps overgrowing your borders and the rest of it, give everything a little bit of a cut around the edge to make them look nice and neat and weed. And then if you really want to look really nice and like what I call National Trust look, put some mulch down and then suddenly everything will just look really ready for the growing season ahead. We can still be cutting back plants. So things like grasses can still be cut back. Things like nepetas and geraniums, catmint, they can all be cut back. But because the temperatures are still low, if you have things like salvias or penstemons or scabious, I would still say for those type of plants, hold off a bit longer. If you're just not sure, hold back. You never quite know what's going to happen. We could still get snow. We could still get a lengthy frost. So if you're not sure, hold back. I know it doesn't mean it looks as neat and tidy as if everything's cut back, but you've got the benefit of time and it stops the March madness. If when you're cutting things back, you want to lift and divide some plants, now is the perfect time to do it for the next couple of months. And you might remember we talked in the past about this. It's a very posh word for basically digging up a plant, dividing it into bits and then replanting it. And that's what lifting and dividing means, really. So if you've got like a big clump of a geranium or some other spreading plant, you can actually just dig it out, give it a chop in the middle, and then replant the bits where you want. It's a great way of getting plants for free. If you do that now, after you're weeding, you're really setting yourself up for success.
And it makes plants go further, doesn't it, as well?
Exactly. It's exactly. And actually, plants, you know, in the wild, that's what plants happen. They get kicked over there by hooves of herbivores and things like that. So in our gardens, basically, we have to make like animals. That's what pruning and lifting and dividing is, because we don't have much wildlife in that sense in our gardens. So that's what we're doing. So
I ain't
more
got
stuff
many
for
horse.
free.
I haven't got many horses in my garden.
No, I don't have a flock of wildebeest pummeling through it, although actually, to be honest, looking at the state of my garden sometimes you might think that I do.
Get off that grass. Get off that grass.
Indeed. Talking
Excellent.
of grass, it's nearly time to get on with sowing seed over your grass if your grass has suffered this winter. The temperatures are still a bit low, but this is the time to kind of start to poke holes in your grass, which is called aerating, and then overseeding it, which means putting grass seed over the top of your existing lawn. Normally, we say do that when the temperatures are about 5 degrees overnight, so you've probably got a little bit of time left. And that's why I'm saying doing the boring stuff first, do that weeding and do all those annoying tasks, because you'll get too excited towards March and April. Well, I say you'll get too excited. Some of our listeners will. Others, I can hear them now. They're just shaking their heads, going, Claire, you're not reading this room. I just want to sit with a cup of tea in the
Yeah,
garden.
that's right. When you're aerating the grass, though, it's like a thing you push along, isn't it, with spikes in it.
It is, yeah, they're called tines, and you get hollow tines, and they kind of get little plugs and they take them out. You
Oh.
can use that if you've got a large garden in particular. You can also just get a border fork, a garden fork, and just dig
Oh
it in and stick it in and wiggle it around. I have thought about rugby boots. I'm not going to lie,
Oh
because
yeah,
my
that's
house
not
there are.
yeah. Just
I'm not sure if it.
walk up and down on the grass
Exactly.
for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure it's horticulturally approved, but you know, basically what we want to do is get more oxygen and get more structure and kind of improved aeration into the soil to help the grass take. So send us your experiments, listeners. We'd love to hear what you might find as a good way of aerating large areas
Yeah,
with
that's a good
minimal effort.
idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do it with a fork from the kitchen, because you'll be there all day with that.
No, unless you really want to have a very, very mindful day, that would be quite extreme. I think that's
Yeah,
right.
absolutely.
It's been a great year for bulbs already. The snowdrops have been spectacular this year. So if you have had snowdrops, now is a great time to lift and divide them in the green, as we say. So while they're still, you can still see them. The reason is they completely die back and you'll lose them if you move them in summer. So now is a great time to get those moved around to wherever you want them. And we'll soon be coming to the end of daffodils as well, in which case you can do the same and remember to snap off the flowers as they go over. If you deadhead them, that means all the energy goes back into the bulb for next year's growth. So your bulb is like a battery and you want all the green to recharge it, do lots of photosynthesis, and then go back underground for next year. Then you might want to think about one of the very popular topics of last year was slugs. Do you remember the
Oh,
conversations we had about slugs?
yeah, I
Endless.
did.
And I have to say, every garden talk I did last year, it was all about what do we do about the slugs? Well, the good news is once the temperature starts to get up a bit higher, you can order those nematodes, those teeny microscopic worms we talked about, which eat the slugs from the inside. But stocks really ran out very quickly last year. So my top tip, if you want to get ahead, go online and order some nematodes for slugs before everyone else does. And then you're guaranteed to get them at the right time because the companies send them out in the post, just following the instructions on the packets. And that will help if you want that way of control to get to actually have the benefit of using nematodes this year. So
And that's a
temperature
more
is still a bit on
natural
the
way,
low
isn't it?
side.
More natural way.
It is a more natural way, and the very natural way is the beer traps. I mean, it's natural in the sense they still die, but we're not compromising the wilder and the wider ecosystem by introducing pellets and things like that, or causing problems with blackbirds being dying and all the rest of it. So that's all the background tasks. So weed, mulch, sort everything out. It's a good idea if you've not looked at the lawnmower or looked at your tools for a while, give them a
Yeah,
clean
that's
and
it.
pop up.
Yeah,
You know, all
maybe
that.
start that lawnmower, see if it starts.
If it starts, yeah, absolutely. And if not, go
Get
down
it
to a repair
serviced. Get it
cafe or
serviced,
something. Get
yeah,
it
or repair cat,
serviced.
yeah.
Yeah, or go and get your knives sharpened, all those things, because that's what March Madness is. The first thing people want to do, and I'm so guilty of this myself, is to go out and plant something, sow some seeds. And quite often, if we get ahead with the big tasks, then we can always sow seeds. It doesn't take long. But I can guarantee you, if you do your weeding first and you're sorting out, you'll actually then be able to enjoy the funner bits of gardening. So there are things you can sow now. You can sow things like broad beans, you can sow spinach, you can sow lettuce. You can even plant up early potatoes if you want a really early potato harvest. You can pop them in a container and just keep them topped up with compost as soon as you see green growth. You can even start inside or under a greenhouse or on your windowsill. You can start tomatoes as well. And then you can kind of start to grow flowers as well, things like cosmos, snapdragons, and things like that. So if you're desperate and you're itching just to have some hope and some new life, there's definite things you can do on that front as well.
And if you're growing any vegetables and stuff, just make sure you grow what you like to eat.
Exactly, grow what you like to eat and what is expensive to buy. Those are
That's
my
right.
two top things. Yeah, it's a keep it simple and keep it fun. And the final
Absolutely.
thing is, it's the end of the what we call the bare root and the tuber season. So if you want to buy perennials, like dahlias, which come in like what looks like a whole load of sweet potatoes held together with a bit of dodgy old rope, that's a buying bare root tubers, and they're a much cheaper way of buying plants. You buy them like that, and then you pot them up. Put them in some compost and keep them somewhere frost free and relatively sheltered until they kind of grow on. But that's a cheaper and more sustainable way of buying them later in the season when they're in full flower in a plastic pot and someone else has kind of had to charge you for all the extra time and energy to look after them. So that's your last call for your bare roots and your first call for your sowings. And in between, if you fancy it, do get out there, do that weeding, do that sorting out of stuff, and just pace yourself. The year is young. We get very excited at the first kind of days of spring and the first bits of sun. It's so enjoyable and so invigorating, but let's just pace ourselves. 2025 is still young, so we still have a lot of time to enjoy ourselves in the garden.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. And don't forget, enjoy your pancake tonight, won't you? Now, before you go, we're going to speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. Before you go, what song have you picked for today?
Well, as I say, because I think the year is still young and there's still a lot of time, I thought we would go with We Are Young by Fun, because it's a classic rock track and I absolutely love belting it out, much to my household's disdain, I think.
Okay, right. Time to get your air guitar out then, Claire.
Oh, full fat,
Yeah.
absolutely.
All right. Okay. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're
Enjoy
very welcome.
your pancakes, won't you?
And you too. Enjoy
All
your non-standard blueberries and strawberries and cream. I love
That's
it.
right. All right. I'll speak to you soon. Thanks, Claire.
Speak to you
All right.
soon. Bye bye.
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 There you go. That's Claire, the garden editor on Basingstoke Community Radio. And don't forget, if you've missed last time when Claire was on, you can download it for free. Just go to our website, the brand new look website, and click on the little logo that says a garden editor, and you can download them free of charge. And you can also download today's episode right after the show today.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.